Welcome to His Word Heals. You can also visit us online at www.hiswordheals.com for all of our past programs, a healing scripture CD, books, and more. Today's program, we are going to talk about listening, speaking, and shining His light, being salt and fearing not. Last week and the week before, we discussed listening to that still small voice of His Spirit in a personal walk with our Creator through His Son, Yeshua, our Messiah. This past week's listen message included listening with regard to elections, voting, and the blood moon that also occurred over the entire United States in the very early morning hours of the U.S. midterm elections. This message did elicit a few comments via email, which we do appreciate so much when listeners take the time to give us feedback, both positive and constructive. Thankfully, most responses to this program were positive, and as stated, we will never tell anyone else how to walk out their faith. Our individual walks are personal, and we will all be held personally accountable for each decision that we make. These messages are merely meant to provide thought-provoking information, facts, and scripture for you to prayerfully consider. That said, we thought it would be good to briefly go over some ways that we can all be salt and light and influence our society, even if we do choose to withdraw our consent and not participate in what is likely a less than honest election system by voting for the lesser of two evils. Some believe it is their duty to vote, and that is fine as long as you have come to that conclusion through prayer with our Abba. For those who have instead decided to withdraw their consent by coming out and not participating, is there anything that we can do to still be salt and light and a blessing to our communities without voting? Absolutely, but many of these actions take much faith, bravery, and discernment of when and how to best be influential, as well as thick skin. So here are just a few suggestions, and if we participate in doing some or all of these or other related actions as Abba leads us, we can likely be a bigger influence than if we had campaigned door to door for our favorite candidate. First of all, we can and should do what Yahweh instructs those who were carried away into Babylonian captivity to do in Jeremiah 29, verses 4 through 7. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem into Babylon, build your houses, and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat the fruit of them. Take your wives, and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there, and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto Yahweh for it, for in the peace thereof shall you also have peace. We need to live our lives, raise our families to love Yahweh, and very importantly, pray for and seek the peace of the communities where we live. For in its peace, we will also have peace. After all, we are arguably still in the diaspora, so this message can certainly still be for us today. If we have been reborn into Israel through Yeshua our Messiah, whether we are Abraham's fleshly seed or not, we are Israel, Abraham's seed through faith. Therefore, the countries we live in, unless we live in Greater Israel, are not our ultimate home. We are destined for His kingdom, and even if we live in the secular country of Israel right now, ultimately that secular government is also not our government. But we all need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and someday He will restore law and order and peace. Hallelujah. And that goes for praying for the countries and communities that we live in if we are in the diaspora as well. Secondly, we can, and in our opinion, should educate our communities to truth and shine light on the darkness of lies whenever our Abba presents an opportunity for us to do so. Exposing the woke agenda for what it is, a lie from hell itself. Some suggestions on how to do this might be writing a thoughtful and kind but truthful and firm letter to the editor of your local newspaper if you have been given the gift of writing. You can even write in support of good legislation or in praise of good votes that elected officials have made, even if you don't vote. By exposing lies and evil and praising truth and good, you can likely influence an election much more than if you had simply voted. More importantly, than even influencing elections, you can educate your neighbors and expose wickedness. Making disciples starts with teaching truth, and we are all called to go and make disciples of all the nations. The more lies that are exposed for what they are, the better off everyone in our community will be. Lies and wickedness thrive and fester in darkness and silence. Salt and light destroy them like a virus. That is why we all need to be salt and light, tempered with love, understanding that the powers of this world are purposely keeping people in ignorance, and when we suddenly shine the light of truth, it may temporarily shock and blind those that were walking in darkness. We need to allow time for their spiritual eyes to adjust to the brightness of His truth. Thirdly, we can love those in our communities regardless of their political bent, even though that is probably the toughest job of all. I don't necessarily mean the warm, fuzzy kind of love, but instead we can show love by how we treat people, whether we agree with them or not. Lead by example, disagree respectfully, and always be ready to give a scriptural answer for why we believe what we believe. A scripture for why the truth is the truth and why a lie is a lie. Yeshua defeated HaSatan's attempt to overpower him spiritually by responding, "It is written." When you let our Abba's word do the talking while respectfully standing firm in His word, the opposition doesn't have a chance. These are just a few ideas of what we could all do as our Abba leads, whether we participate in elections or not. We can and should all do something. Remember Yeshua's parable of the talents in Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30. For the kingdom of heaven is a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them another 5 talents. And likewise he that received 2, he also gained 2 more. But he that had received 1 went and dug into the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time the Lord of those servants came back and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought also the other 5 talents, saying, "Lord, You gave me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained besides them 5 more talents. Then his Lord said unto him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord." He also that had received 2 talents came and said, "Lord, you gave unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 more talents besides them." His Lord said unto him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord." Then he which had received 1 talent came and said, "Lord, I knew that you are a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the earth. Lo, there you have what is yours." His Lord answered and said unto him, "You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sowed and gather where I have not strawed. You should, therefore, have put my money to the exchangers at least, and then at my coming I should have received mine with usury or interest. Take, therefore, the talent from him and give it to him which had 10 talents. For unto every one that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that has not shall be taken away even that which he has. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be a weeping and gnashing of teeth." We need to heed Yeshua's warning and not be afraid to use whatever talents he has given us in order to be salt, light, and strength to those around us, standing for truth and justice even if we seem to be standing alone. He always will be with us. Our only job is to listen to him, pray, and share his truth, as truth is the light that exposes lies. Whether anyone listens or not is not our concern. We need to leave the results up to our Abba. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 7 says, "So then neither is he that plants anything, nor he that waters, but Elohim that gives the increase." So don't be disheartened if you seem to be standing alone when you speak truth. Instead, consider what Yahweh told Isaiah and Jeremiah. First, Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 30 verses 8 through 10 was told by Yahweh, "Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of Yahweh, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits." Then Jeremiah was told by Yahweh in Jeremiah 7, verses 27 and 28, "Therefore you shall speak all these words unto them, but they will not hear you. You shall also call to them, but they will not answer you. But you shall say unto them, This is a nation that obeys not the voice of Yahweh their Elohim, nor receives correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth." We are also told by Yahweh in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Therefore, we are only called to share and proclaim his words as he leads, not our personal interpretation of his words necessarily, but his words and the results of doing so, whether they elicit a positive or negative response, are not our responsibility. We can rest easy and leave the rest up to him. It is our hope that by listening to his still small voice and doing what he calls each one of us to do, in the end, instead of hearing, "Cast out that unprofitable servant into outer darkness, where there shall be a weeping and gnashing of teeth." Again, what Yeshua said to the frightened and unprofitable servant, as we read in Matthew 25:30. Instead, it is our hope that we will hear what Yeshua said in Matthew 25:21. "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Let us also remember the words that Yahweh spoke to Joshua as he was about to lead Israel into the promised land. I believe he has the same message for us today. After all, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change, and this is what he told Joshua in Joshua 1:9. "Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for Yahweh your Elohim is with you wherever you go." And again in Deuteronomy 31:8, "And Yahweh, he it is that does go before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you, neither forsake you. Fear not, neither be dismayed." As long as we are doing the best that we can to listen to him and do all that he commands to the best of our ability, as best we know how, then we should certainly fear not. We should not fear anyone or anything other than Yahweh. Solomon summed this all up when he said in Ecclesiastes 12:13, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." So we need to share his commandments and share this message with those in our communities, and pray for the peace of our communities, and come out of her, my people, so that we partake not of her sins and partake not of her plagues. We need to tell the truth and shine the light in the darkness, expose the evil before it's too late. For the rest of today's program, please enjoy He Is My Strength from our Healing Scripture CD. You can download for free at www.hiswordheals.com. Strength. Exodus 5:2. Yahweh is my strength and song. He is become my salvation. He is my Elohim, and I will prepare him an habitation. My father's Elohim, and I will exalt him. 2 Samuel 22:31-33. As for Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahweh is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is Elohim save Yahweh? And who is a rock save our Elohim? Elohim is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. 1 Chronicles 16:11. Seek Yahweh and his strength. Seek his face continually. 1 Chronicles 16:27. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Psalms 18:2. Yahweh is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my Elohim, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Psalms 18:32. It is Elohim that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. Psalms 18:39. For thou hast girdeth me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. Psalms 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Yahweh, my strength and my redeemer. Psalms 20:6. Now I know that Yahweh saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Psalms 21:13. Be thou exalted, O Yahweh, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power. Psalms 22:19. But be thou not far from me, O Yahweh, O my strength. Haste thee to help me. Psalms 27:1, a psalm of David. Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Psalms 28:7-8. Yahweh is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. Yahweh is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Psalms 29:1, another psalm of David. Give unto Yahweh, O ye mighty, give unto Yahweh glory and strength. Psalms 29:11. Yahweh will give strength unto his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Psalms 31:4. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Psalms 37:39. But the salvation of the righteous is of Yahweh. He is their strength in the time of trouble. Psalms 39:12-13. Hear my prayer, O Yahweh, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more. Psalms 46:1. Elohim is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalms 59:9. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for Elohim is my defense. Psalms 59:17. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for Elohim is my defense and the Elohim of my mercy. Psalm 62:7. In Elohim is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in Elohim. Psalm 68:35. O Elohim, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The Elohim of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be Elohim. Psalm 71:9. Cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when my strength faileth. Psalm 71:16 and 18. I will go in the strength of Yahweh. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O Elohim, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to every one that is to come. Psalm 73:26. My flesh and my heart faileth, but Elohim is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalms 84:5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, whose heart are in the ways of them. Psalms 105:4. Seek Yahweh and his strength, seek his face evermore. Psalms 118:14. Yahweh is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. Psalms 138:3. In the day when I cried, thou answered me, and strengthened me with strength in my soul. Psalms 140, verse 7. O Elohim, Yahweh, the strength of my salvation, thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. Isaiah 12:2. Behold, Elohim is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Yahweh is my strength and my song. He is also become my salvation. Isaiah 25:4. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Isaiah 26:4. Trust ye in Yahweh forever, for the Lord Yahweh is everlasting strength. Isaiah 40:28-31. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting Elohim, Yahweh, the creator of the ends of the earth, faints not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon Yahweh shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Joel 3:16. Yahweh also shall roar out of Zion, and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But Yahweh will be the hope of his people, and the strength of the children of Israel. Psalms 27:14. Wait on Yahweh. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on Yahweh. Psalms 31:24. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in Yahweh. Psalms 119:27-28. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Isaiah 35:3. Strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Psalm 67:1-3. Elohim, be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O Elohim. Let all the people praise thee. Proverbs 3:5-8. Trust in Yahweh with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones.